and Big Dan Ingram next on the home of the All-Americans, WABC New York.
More music on WABC.
Lovely. WABC. Beautiful being, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Wherever you are.
WABC. All right, that Ingram thing. Ricky, ticky, boom, a dumpa, rumpity day. It's Saturday again and I'm working. It's a beautiful day in New York town. I'm inside an air-conditioned hole. And I don't want to be here. I want to be on the beach. But I like the big car I drive. So I love you all. Let's start off at number 12 this week in WABC. It's called Dirty Water, the Stand Down. And their sister in the pool.
I want to tell you about my
That was the late, great Dan Ingram here from his days at WABC. We just found out a little while ago that, sadly, at the age of 83, one of the New York legendary voices, Dan Ingram, passed away last night. And, well, all of us, of course, know.
At least that's what Gene told us.
Right.
If the information's incorrect, it's Gene's fault.
Right.
Our chief engineer.
Yeah, but Gene's not going to give us an information if it's not right.
No, he's very reliable.
Yes.
He's like the dad of the 17th floor.
He really is.
He fixes everything.
Yeah.
Very sober, quiet.
He was probably here when Dan was here, no?
Could very well have been.
Yeah.
Dan left in 1982. And let's
see. What did he go to that? CBS?
Yeah.
He went to WCBS?
Yeah.
Where all legendary DJs go to die.
They really do, don't they? Isn't Scott Shannon there now?
He's there.
Yeah. But I don't think he's dying.
No, he's not. He's fine. He's fine.
Cousin Brucey went there for a long time.
Is he dead?
No.
Cousin Brucey's on satellite. And yeah, that's something that Dan Ingram never made the leap to satellite radio.
Mickey Dolenz did the morning show there for a while from the Monkees.
What, on CBS?
Yeah. Yeah. I think before Scott Shannon, it was Mickey Dolenz, I think.
Is he the dead one?
No, he's alive. Davy Jones.
Yeah.
In fact, Mickey and Nesmith had to cancel a show this weekend because Nesmith, I believe, was sick.
Ah.
Yes.
Well, let's hope he's, they come in threes.
Well, no, but he didn't host the mornings at CBS, so.
Hey, look, I remember Dan Ingram, believe it or not, dating myself in the late 60s. Dan Ingram. And an instant replay, when they were playing the Jackson 5 and the Archies and stuff like that. And he was, Mr. Deep Pipes. Hey, I'm Dan Ingram. Talk right up to the beginning of the lyrics. And I guess he was a legend. He's an Oceanside, New York, Long Island guy. Hofstra. Started out at Hofstra Radio at his college there. And beyond that, I don't think he served in Iraq or anything like that.
I don't think so either.
But then again, neither did I.
True. And when, in fact, God forbid, your day comes, you will be described as a radio legend. Radio legend Bernard McGurk.
Look, 1982, I think that's, I don't know what they started. They started talk radio here. I wonder what year Rush Limbaugh started.
I got to look it up.
It's got to be somewhere in the late 80s. Somewhere in the mid to
85,
late.
85, I think.
First job was here?
Well, I don't think it was his first job, but that was his first...
on-air job.
His first job on a big stage.
Was here?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. He's a... currently resides in Palm Beach. The great Rush Limbaugh. Born January 12th, 1951.
1984.
That's what I've got, too. Yeah. Yep.
There you go. On August 88, after achieving success in Sacramento, he moved to New York City and began his national radio show. Limbaugh's radio home in New York was the talk formatted WABC.
Yeah.
So it was 88.
And then he went to WOR in 2014.
So we can't blame Rush Limbaugh for pushing out poor old Dan Ingram.
No, we can't.
I guess that's where I was going.
Right. He was never the same.
Fat bear. Yeah.
Died 30 years later.
He's deaf now.
Who is?
Rush.
Yeah, he's deaf because of, believe it or not, and this is a good, a cautionary tale for the youth about opioids. Not only does it stop you from... going to the bathroom, doing number two.
Right.
You got a week full of feces stuck in your body, and that's a fact.
Yeah.
But it also can cause hearing loss. And Rush Limbaugh suffered the same fate because he had an operation and he got to liken the opioids.
Is that why? Because I can't hear a damn thing because of the level of my, like Steve Summers at FAN, we're both deaf because of how high we have the levels of our
my friend
headsets.
Are a different case.
Okay. He has none of that? You don't think his hearing loss is some of that is due to the...
No. Not, in this case, it was the classic opioid-induced hearing loss.
I'm not denying that's true, I'm saying, but has that been... Is that public knowledge?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He had cochlear implants.
That's right. What happened? He took it in the ear.
I tell you what, though. You look at the roster of people that have worked here at WABC.
Isn't it cochlear?
It is unbelievable the amount of huge name talents.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about it. Imus, Sean, Rush, Ingram, Bob Grant.
Brucey.
Cousin Brucey.
John Gambling.
John Gambling.
Well, come on. John Gambling Jr.
Jeez.
Not for nothing, but...
Wake up!
Mark Levin.
Yes, no. It's
Ron Kuby.
This is a... Curtis Sliwa.
Curtis Sliwa.
No, this is a legendary...
Chris Plant.
Oh, yeah.
Joan Hamburg.
Yeah.
No, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Rita Cosby.
Yes.
That's
and,
huge.
And currently John Batchelor. Oh, no,
huge.
We have a great lineup.
Damn.
Michael Savage.
Savage?
Savage is another icon.
I mean, over the years, it's just been incredible. Didn't Mookie Wilson host a show here once?
I don't know about that.
Ed Koch?
The great Art Russ Jr. did.
Oh, yes, he did. That's right.
Geraldo Rivera.
Oh,
Geraldo.
Right. He's a terrible radio guy, by the way. Terrible.
Joe and Mika.
That was a
terrible show.
Joe and Mika.
Joe and Mika.
That's right. We were here for that.
Were we ever?
No, I was talking about legendary people, though. Great people.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But to bring up some of the rabble is interesting as well. The skunk and the skank actually sat here in these studios, and I sat here with them.
And you probably liked them back then.
I didn't hate them. I didn't hate them.
Who's the guy on it? Joey Reynolds.
Joey Reynolds.
Joey Reynolds, he's a loser, and he, by the way, he was buying his hour on Sunday.
That's right. Okay, yeah.
But he was one of these perennial hangers-on.
Doesn't count.
Who I remember from back in the days at WNBC, and
no good.
I have some off the air, not so nice stories.
Well, I heard,
that I'll just keep to myself for now.
For now.
But one of these days,
Bernie's got a laundry list of stuff he's about to unleash.
One of these days,
he's going to unleash on a bunch of people,
Joey Reynolds is one
right at the top of the list.
He's there.
You have to write a book, Bernie. No joke.
And he just wasn't working.
I know the story. It's not good. It's not good.
No, not good at all. But so anyway, rest in peace to Dan Ingram.
That's sad. Yeah.
Dan Ingram. That was his thing. And hey, we're coming to the Jackson 5. This is 501 on WABC.
Bernie and Sid in the morning.